Welcome to the St. Helena Podcast, where we talk anything St. Helena. We cover everything from great island experiences to how we can make a good story go viral, one podcast at a time. Have you got a St. Helena experience? A topic to share? Do you want to join the podcast conversation? Reach out to us. Let's talk St. Helena. You can find us anywhere online or at the sthelenapodcast.com. This is your podcast creator and host, Johnny Klingham.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another St. Helena podcast. I know it's been a while, but today we have a different kind of story to share. I've invited a different kind of podcast guest along, who is Christina Bay. Christine, or Chrissy, as many of you know her, is going to share a great story with us today, all about the challenges she faced and the changes she has made to her life over the last few years that has resulted in a whooping weight loss of 67 pounds. Chrissy, who joined Team RH, a fitness organization that educates you all about how you can eat real food to lose weight, and also how to maintain your weight. You might ask, what has this got to do with St. Helena? Chrissy, who grew up in Jamestown, but now lives in the UK, is here to share her story with us.
My biggest recorded weight was 300 pounds that I can remember, but there's all sorts of problems that comes with weight issues. Joint pain, my ankles really hurt, I had really bad knees, out of breath when you're walking, getting in and out of a car was really difficult, sleeping at night was difficult, just generally feeling unhappy with myself, but didn't know how to go about making the changes. I tried coffees that were meant to be very skinny. I did a very well-known slimming club. I even thought about taking up smoking because I heard from a friend that if you smoked, you didn't eat. That is how bad a situation I've got to where I just didn't know what to do. I went to the doctor a few times and they made a few suggestions on how I can lose weight, and it got to the point where they sort of said, you've tried everything and now you can be referred to have weight loss surgery. And even back then, I just knew that it wasn't for me, and to date I've lost 67 pounds. I started in March 2018. 2 years later, my life has completely changed. My knee pain has benefited. I can cut my toenails now without having to breathe in. I can get in and out the car without pain or feeling like I'm squashed. I didn't need a seatbelt extender on the last flight. Just all sorts of things. It is literally too many reasons why life has changed for me. I can't put it into words. What a journey.
And what a journey that sounds like. I asked Chrissy to explain a little bit more why she took the decision to make the change.
I just think I found myself in a situation where my weight had got to a point where I felt uncomfortable being around my friends. I just think I stood out as always a big friend. I was just generally unhappy. And then obviously appearance is one thing, but when you are at that stage, when you're that big and you're finding everyday movements and just living becoming really uncomfortable, you realize that stage where you need to make changes and try and towards a healthier future. So I think I'd hit my breaking point at that time, and I knew something had to change. So that's where it all started, really.
And do you mind sharing what weight that you remember at that point?
Okay, so at the very beginning, my weight had spiraled out of control. I used the words and I used the number 300 pounds because that's when I officially weighed in at the doctor's. But I was a bit bigger than that before. So I used 300 pounds as my starting weight, but gathering from pictures and looking back, I was actually heavier than that. But I used 300 pounds as my starting point, and that was just around the 23 stone, just over 23 stone. And that's when I really made it a point to start making changes to reduce that weight.
And prior to that, did you thought about, using other kind of diet plans or any healthy living plans?
Oh my God, did I try everything else? Yes. I think initially, when you find yourself in that situation, you want something that's going to be a quick fix. There are all sorts of things out there that promise you a quick fix, but I just knew that I had to make real good lifestyle changes. I tried skinny coffees, I tried meal replacements, I tried the obvious, the Weight Watchers, the Slim and Well, and some of it, you know, had some results, but it wasn't enough to maintain over a long period of time. It was such a short, quick fix that, you know, it wasn't healthy and sustainable for me. So I've tried all sorts. Definitely.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, anyone listening today can relate to all the other methods that you embarked on a life plan with an organization called Team RH. I mean, they're not very well marketed up until a couple of years ago. I mean, how did you find Team RH? How did you discover Team RH?
I think I was with Slim and Well at the time, and I knew in my heart that, you know, I'd done all I could with them. I had lost about 2 stone at that point, but nothing was working anymore. I'd done what I can. My weight had kind of stayed at the same level, and I'd given up on myself, and I thought, you know what, this is where I'm at now. I've got my weight down to about 17 stone from 23 stone. And I was like, that's it. I can't do anymore. The only way I can actually lose weight now and keep it off is if I actually eat less. And then my friend kind of mentioned this, you know, this loud MRH guy that was shouting out over Facebook about calorie deficit. And I spotted him on Instagram as well. And I kind of watched some of the videos and I thought, you know what? This actually sounds like me. Everything he was talking about was like really related to me. So I did a little bit of research on him and I listened to some of the videos and some of the information he was putting out there. And I thought, you know what? This actually sounds like it would suit me. And I'd got to a point where I'd got down to 17 stone and I thought, I've got nothing else to lose here. I'm just going to try it. You know, financially, it was easier because there was diets out there that, you know, wanted a lot of money. I mean, some of the plans out there are looking for like 50, 60 quid a week, a month, to maintain all those products that they're trying to sell you. But here was this guy on Facebook and he was saying, look, all you need to do is clue yourself up on nutrition and start to be a bit more active. That's all it is. And obviously at the time, you know, the appeal was, it was like 6 quid. And I'm like, 6 quid a month, you know, what else is there? And I just thought, got it, I'll sign up and try it. And that's how I came across them. And actually, in a couple of weeks, I've been with Team RH 3 years now. Never looked back.
And of course, 6 quid is affordable in anyone's salary, I guess. And we would probably spend 6 quid on 6 candy bars, you know, these days. What is great about Team RH?
The difference with Team RH is he is there and he's educating you. He's educating you on nutrition and fitness and living a healthy lifestyle so that you can take those tools and get involved in your everyday life and maintain it for the rest of your life. He's not selling you something that's going to work for 3 months, 6 months, and then it ends, you're on your own. He's selling you something that is going to change your life completely forever. You know, you'd be clued up on nutrition like never before. And I mean, the stuff I know now from his teaching and the life plan, I would have never had that opportunity. Yes, it's out there for you to research, to Google, you know, to read other references, but he's actually teaching it to you. You're not just reading it. He's actually getting you involved with it, you know, and then you can take what he's saying and relate it to your own life and then make those changes for yourself so that when you become more involved in the plan and you've gone through the process, all of those things that you've learned and those tools and all those tactics, you can then input into your own life and sustain your weight loss for yourself.
In the very beginning when you started the life plan with Team RH, I mean, when did you actually start seeing the results and was it difficult?
Straight away. It was straight away. The most, I would say, in a really odd way, the one thing I had to get used to was actually eating more food. That was the hardest bit because other plans out there restrict you. There's so many restrictions. You can't have this, you can't have that, all those foods are naughty foods. But with Team RH, you were just open to anything and you could eat all the food and you have a calorie allowance. So that was the first thing. And it was really hard to get your head around that you were eating all this food, but all of a sudden your weight just started dropping. Obviously, when you've been on it a while, it's sometimes you don't get losses. But, you know, the dramatic change in dress sizes and dropping down was just incredible. Like, it was literally, I use the word, melting off you. And that's what it was. The plan itself is, I wouldn't say it's hard. It's because it's something new and you learn, you know, everyone learns at a different rate. But the information is there and there's support to help you get through those, you know, early stages. But once you've been on it 2 or 3 months, you're just well in and you're just making it a part of your life.
This sounds really exciting. So what are you saying? You can eat normal food, but you still can lose weight. Is that what you're saying?
That is absolutely it. I mean, normal foods, like you just, you know, there's going to be things like, you know, if you wanted to go out and have a takeaway that night, you know, for instance, you just have to work your daily calories around it. You make those intuitive decisions on what is best for you that day. But you know exactly what it is. You know the macronutrients involved. You know what you need to hit on your daily goals to make sure that you're still within in a deficit. Because at the end of the day, no food is bad food. But as long as you're doing calories in versus calories out, and you're in a deficit, you're going to lose fat. So you can literally eat whatever you like. I know it's so hard to get your head around, but it is normal food every day. You know, absolutely, have what you like.
You know what? You've got my interest. I like bread. We all like rice. Bread? Yeah, we all like rice.
Yep.
But talk a little bit around about the science of the calorie deficit, because I had a look at some of the videos myself and I can't get my head around how the science work in the life plan.
Okay, so basically, when you sign up to Team RH, I mean, I'm not a coach, so I can't give you expert advice, but basically the plan is set up that you pick a step goal, so it means that you're moving around and you're burning calories to a certain rate. And that step goal then tells you what calories you're allowed that day and that week. And then as you're moving around and you're doing your daily activities, you're controlling your calorie intake, that is all set so that you're already in a deficit. A deficit means that your intake is less, so that your activity is then kind of measured, you know, the calories you burn, you're actually losing fat at the same time. So it's calories in versus calories out. And the way that the app is set up is that you're always going to be in a deficit where you're losing fat.
So explain a little bit how, as an individual, for example, knows how many calories they're inputting and how do you work out on a day that you've moved around enough to be able to say you're at a deficit?
Because Team RH is probably the only company out there that has data for thousands and thousands of people that have been through this. So it's worked out on previous history and is proven in terms of the data that they've got. So once you've been on Team RH for at least 3 or 4 weeks, if you're losing, the app is set so that you lose at least 1.5 pounds per week. Now, if you're losing more than that, they will make a change to make sure that you're not losing too fast, because you don't want to lose too fast. You want to lose slowly but sustainably for a period of time. So, it just goes on data, and they can tweak and they can change to suit the individual as you go along, and that's what they're experts at.
Okay, so I kind of get that. So you're saying that you need to be able to put into the app how many steps you've moved around by using a device. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I use a Fitbit that tracks my steps. The app is set to MyFitnessPal for tracking of food, and that information then feeds into the TeamRH app where you have your goals. So the TeamRH app sets your goals for your individual goals, and then you work towards hitting those goals every day. And the set goal is individual. So Richie always promotes that 15,000 a day steps is the magic number. If you have a desk job or a job where you perhaps don't move around, then your natural step take will probably be around 3,000 to 4,000. And if you choose that, then you're not going to be in as much of a deficit. Your calories are going to be lower and your losses are going to be smaller. However, if you up your activity level, say go up to the 10,000, your deficit's going to be a bit bigger. Also, your calories are going to be slightly different, and then you're going to lose fat faster. And then the same if you took it up to 15. So you want to be losing weight or losing fat at a good rate, but sustainably across a period of time.
You've been with Team RH for 3 years. What motivates you to keep you going?
You know, if you find yourself in a situation where your health is at risk and you realize that you're not happy, it is time to make a change. Sometimes, you know, what you need to do isn't that obvious. You know, the health risk perhaps isn't that obvious. But I think also if you're looking towards the future and you don't feel like you've got the best future ahead, then you know you need to do something. I felt before Team RH, I was almost coasting through life. And what I mean was I was just getting by. I was just accepting how things were. I had friends, of course. I had a good job. But I wasn't actually really, really enjoying life, if that makes sense. I was kind of just making the best of it. And I didn't realize, you know what I mean? Like, and I didn't realize how much my weight was actually holding me back. And I really, you know, after joining Team RH and losing the fat and then starting to feel so much more confident, so much more positive, that now I feel like I've got, you know, the best energy. I feel like I'm ready to get up every day and smash it. And I just think I'm now living life rather than just going through life. I want to make a change. I want to motivate other people. And I want other people to realize that, you know, this is possible. If you're at the higher end, like I was, you don't have to stay that way if you don't want to. You know, I've used the term big boned all my life. You know, all my life I've said, oh, I can't lose weight, I'm big boned. But it's not true. It's not true at all. If you want to have a fitter, healthier future, you've just got to make that decision to go all out and do whatever it takes to get you to that point.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And you said, you know, you're at the higher end of the scale. I'm on a scale that isn't got a description for on here. But I just want to also ask you something else. At the very beginning, what was your weight loss goal when you first joined the organization?
Do you know what? In a really weird way, I was in such a place that I didn't think that I could lose any more weight. So I'd lost 50 pounds before joining Team RH. So when I signed up, I literally signed up to lose 7 pounds. That is how crazy it was. I was just like, at a point I thought, this is what it is. I can't lose anymore. I really can't do it. So I joined up to lose 7 pounds, and that 7 pounds went in a couple of weeks. And I was just like, what the hell is going on here? This is just, you know, I've been stuck on Slimmer World for a whole year. My weight hadn't changed. I'd gone up a pound, down a pound, and it was like that forever. So joining Team RH, I lost the 7 pound that I originally set myself. And then I just thought, do you know what? It's working. I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to trust the plan. I'm going to do what I have to do. And it literally just started chipping and chipping away. So I've now surpassed any kind of goal mentally or physically that I've ever set myself. And I'm in like unknown territory. I'm the smallest I've ever been in my life. And I never expected to be here. And if I hadn't found Team RH, I honestly don't know where I'd be in terms of my health.
And you've done so well, I mean, over the 3-year period. Could you share your weight with us today?
My weight today is 181 pounds. So when I started Team RH, I was 250 pounds and I'm 181 pounds. So I don't even know what that is in stone, probably around 13 stone, something like that. But I've also in that time built lean muscle because I started weight training very early on. So I've lost fat, but I've also built lean muscle. I've got, I'm hoping to end the diet phase of my journey this year and then I'll reverse diet and then I'll be on maintenance calories. So I'm hoping that this year is my final year really in terms of dieting.
I've been having a sneak preview at some of your posts. I've been also looking at your online exercise classes and all your steps that you're doing in that kitchen of yours. I do look forward to that. There's something unique about it. You mentioned in one of your posts, weight loss does not only transform your body, it can transform your life. What have you learned from this journey and what advice can you give to people like me?
I just think you need to find your self-worth. If you come from, you know, a culture where there's food involved, you know, and you're really big, you can still enjoy life, but enjoy life being so much more healthier. It just completely changes you. I'm not saying everybody should be, you know, a fitness fanatic. I'm not saying everyone should jump around their kitchen. What I'm saying is, if you are unhappy, you need to find that happiness. And if it means losing weight and feeling healthier, then that's what you need to do. Find what makes you happy, find your self-worth, and obviously smash life, because no one wants to sit around being like miserable, and that's where I've got to. I'm not saying that, you know, big people are miserable. That's not what I'm saying at all. But if you find yourself in a situation where you do feel unhappy, go out and find that thing that's going to bring you happiness.
You often do live videos on Facebook and across the social platforms of some of your exercises that you do, and you engage with people, your own Facebook page. What sort of interest do you get from that?
Do you know what? Helping people now has been massive. You know, Team RH has given me a platform to help so many other people. And that's what I enjoy. People out there can relate to what I've been through, and also I relate to what they've been through. And having a, you know, a social media platform gives you the opportunity to reach people that are perhaps struggling. You know, a lot of people are, you know, not the type of people to go down to the gym. They don't want to be working out in the gym. They just want somebody to say, it's okay, like, get up, dance around your kitchen, jump around your garden, do whatever it takes to get up and just have a bit of fun with it. You know, exercise doesn't have to be hardcore. It can just be moving around, basic moves. So I think that I love my Facebook page. It's given me the opportunity to help so many other people. The feedback's great. You know, obviously I've helped a load of people over lockdown and they've helped me as well. So it's been absolutely amazing to be a part of.
Interesting. Is there any unique experience where as people have reached out to you from, you know, other than around in the UK? I mean, do you get people abroad that actually looks at what you do?
Yeah. There was a lady, I always bring this up because I think this is incredible. I was dancing around my kitchen one night and a lady popped on and then she started joining my live. She then joined up to Team RH and she's on the other side of the world in New Zealand. And I just think that is how incredible the reach is. You know, you just never know who might be watching and who might need help or who your story might relate to. So definitely, I think the reach is incredible on social media.
So
there's always someone in my inbox asking me for help. What I will say is what I do is nothing magic at all. It is hard work and dedication and discipline towards the goals that I've set myself.
Your Facebook page, Fat Loss and Fitness Goals, for anyone who's actually listening to us today, if you head over there, they can actually find you and they can join in and kind of understand what you do. The really great thing that I found, the engagement that you engage with other people to bring them on live, to share their experience. I'm sure that's really attractive for people who want to educate themselves about the process.
Yeah, and I think over the lockdown period has given me the opportunity to reach out to other people that, you know, not everybody is going to have the same story as I have. Some people have come to a decision to get healthier for absolutely, you know, completely different reason. So over the last month, I've had invited like different affiliates, other affiliates of Team RH, also some friends. I've got a few other people lined up in the coming weeks. And I think it is important to share, you know, different stories because that's what helps people the most. You know, not everybody has the same experiences. So my job is to motivate people through other people's stories as well.
Very interesting. I find this whole Team RH really fascinating because you can eat normal food and still lose weight.
Yeah.
I saw you posted some of your baking. I mean, you can even continue to eat cake and all our old favorites that we all love cake. I mean, but you are still...
Oh, yeah. There is nothing... There is no restrictions at all. You just have to be that bit mindful of what you're having, how much you're having, but it doesn't mean that you can't have it. So with the food tracking app, MyFitnessPal, Team RH will teach you how to create a recipe from the stuff that you're making, and then you're able to then fit that into your daily allowance in terms of your calories. So whatever you're having, you can track it and you can make it part of your daily foods and not feel like you're missing out. That's the one thing I've learned. The minute you have any sort of restriction or anything where you think you can't have, that's when you rebound and you go backwards. So as long as you can have the foods that you love and the foods that you enjoy, it doesn't feel like you're on a diet. It's just part of every day.
Sounds great. So just to recap, if you join Team RH, you can eat normal food, you still can lose weight, you input every item that you eat into an app, and it tells you how many calories each item is valued at, and all of that is included in your daily allowance, provided you do not exceed. Is that right?
Exactly. So it's not, so Team RH teaches you not just your calories, it teaches you about macros, and then below your macros, you've got your micronutrients. So your calories are the top line, that's your whole daily intake. And then within that, you have your macros. So things like your protein, your fiber, your fats, your carbs. And I will teach you, you know, which ones you need to hit in order to get the best micronutrients. Your micronutrients are made up of your vitamins, your minerals, all those stuff that's going to be really healthy for your body. And by maintaining a healthy diet in terms of what you're having, it's going to be best for your whole health. So that is basically what it is. Not just your calories, is actually looking right into macros and micronutrients, and you learn it all, and then you can go off and do it for yourself.
Sounds good. If I joined Team RH today and I started a life plan like you've done, and I'm sticking to my life plan, all of a sudden I go over and see Auntie Doris on a Sunday afternoon and I start eating some cake and then I fall off the wagon, as I would call it. Can I reach out to anyone at Team RH to help me to get back on track?
Absolutely. There is always community support within the private group and the coaches are always there. But, you know, there is always going to be those events. When I go to my mum, she always cooks for me. She always cooks for me and I wouldn't have it any other way. She has adapted how she cooks to, you know, obviously to be mindful of what the types of food I eat, but I still have my same food. I can still change all my same recipes into my calorie allowance. So if Auntie Doris wants to make me a big fat cake, I could eat it as well. It's, you know, there's nothing that is restricted. So what you can do, if you're not aware of how that food is made, whether it's a takeaway, whether it's a meal out, you will be, you know, knowledgeable in terms of what that food has. You're never going to be 100% accurate, but you'll be accurate enough to make the decision in terms of what you're having. And if you weigh it, you're pretty much half there anyway. So, yeah, it's all good.
Well, lucky for me, I've lost a bit of weight since lockdown because I'm not going to my mum's. But how important is it for family fitness during this lockdown period? Obviously, we're coming out of lockdown very soon or in the next couple of months, and we're not able to go to gyms and go to fitness centers or the boot camp. How important is it to stay active for a healthy mind during this period?
So important. And I just think your whole well-being is so much better if you're happy and healthy. And I think, you know, people forget, and sometimes they think they've just got to embark on this like mad fitness regime. But sometimes it could just be, you know, getting out for, you know, a bit of fresh air, taking the kids out, having a game around the park, you know, just do something that is going to be help you with your healthy mind. Do a little bit of self-care, you know, do things that make you feel good, and get up and get some fresh air, definitely.
Do you think Team RH model is something that can work in a remote place where products are not readily available, providing the end user can get to the app on your mobile device? Do you think it could work in a place like St. Helena?
Absolutely. It can work anywhere. Absolutely anywhere. There are going to be issues in terms of getting what we can get in the UK, but you will always find a way. I think, you know, if you're in a position where your life needs to change because you want to feel healthier, or you've had a health scare and you need to lose weight, or you're just feeling genuinely unhappy, you're going to go out there and you're going to find what you need to hit those macros. You're going to go out there and you're going to get those foods that are, you know, suitable for you. I mean, back home, there's still loads of fruit and veg. You know, obviously, most of it's imported. I know, you know, times are really tough in terms of sourcing it, but there will be something. You can literally do it anywhere.
And of course, the model that Team RH projects, whereas you do not need any supplements, no products, no, you know, protein powders to ship in, which makes it even more attractive. So you could substitute some fruit products to maintain.
Absolutely. And I think Team RH has come up with their own protein powders as well. But if you read their packaging, they will tell you food first, always food first. If you're finding that you need to have some sort of supplement, then you're not eating the right food. So you need to go back to what you're actually eating. Has it got your fruit and your veg? Has it got your protein? You know, look at all of those things first. Obviously, if you've got a health condition that requires you to have supplements, that's completely different. But always go back to food first, definitely.
If someone wanted to reach out to you, would you be keen to share any information on some of the things you did to change your life?
Absolutely. And I get inboxes all the time. You know, I can't coach. I am not a coach for Team RH. I am an affiliate. I am not allowed to coach, but I can give advice in terms of my experience. But this plan is based on, you know, learning for yourself, like really understanding the changes that you need to make within your lifestyle, things that are going to benefit you, because every individual is completely different, and how you manage your own goals and your own routines is down to that one person. But if I can help someone get to a point quicker than I did and learn from what I've learned, then absolutely, I am all for it. And I've helped, you know, loads of people during this time with Team RH, which has been absolutely amazing.
Chrissy, thank you. Interesting story. I'm sure people listening today can learn from what the journey you've been on. And I'm sure you're going to get someone getting in touch just wanted to ask, you know, how did you do it and how difficult you found it? I'm sure you'd be a benefit to others, just like you are on the Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, welcome. And really good to have you on here today.
You've been listening to the St. Helena Podcast. We want to thank you for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to us. Contact us, podcast@thesthelenapodcast.com. Support us by sharing our content with others. Until next time, have a great week.